Welcome to Smashing the Plateau. We help you get unstuck so you can do what you love and get paid what you're worth. I'm your host, David Schreiner Khan.
The vast majority of us are living our life by some other guy's idea of what our future should be.
Today on episode 442 of Smashing the Plateau, I'm here with Jared Nichols, founder of the Foresight Academy and the New Futurist. I'm going to ask Jared what skills are most critical for us to grow and transform, how he has applied those skills to his own business, how he has transformed his business model to support the future he desires, and much more. You can read a description of our discussion, information about Jared, including links and resources we mentioned in this episode, on our website at smashingtheplateau.com. What would you like to hear on Smashing the Plateau? Email me and let me know. That's david@smashingtheplateau.com. Or click Get in Touch on our website, smashingtheplateau.com. Thank you for taking the time to listen to our show. Please share this episode with friends and colleagues to help them smash the plateau. Now let's welcome Jared Nichols. Jared is a futurist advisor and faculty member at the University of Tennessee's Haslam College of Business in graduate and executive education. He's the founder of the Foresight Academy, where he teaches leaders, teams, and individuals how to think like futurists so they can create the best future possible for themselves and the people they serve. Jared holds a master's degree in strategic foresight and is sought out by leaders, organizations, and entrepreneurs to help them identify how emerging trends in technology, media, business, and public policy may fundamentally change society and shape the future. Jared is the author of The Three Skills You Must Have to Create the Future You Want to See. Jared, welcome back to the show. It's great to have you on again.
Dave, it's great to be back on. Thanks for having me.
So Jared, congratulations on publishing your book. What kind of reaction have you gotten so far?
Oh, thanks. Good. Yeah, all good. And I'm not just saying that. I think mostly because it's simple, it's easy to read, and it's written for the reader. And I know that sounds kind of funny, but I think back to some of my other books, and a lot of books, really, they're written with the author in mind. And so, folks, I've gotten a lot of good feedback about this book because they feel like it's something that they can take and they can apply and they can put to use right away. So, Yeah.
Who is this book for, ideally?
Yeah, ideally, this book is really designed for people that are aware of what's going on in the world. They know that they have something bigger that they want to do. And I don't mean that just in a big, you know, big vague sense of, oh, we all want to do something bigger. But right now we live in this time period where we have so much opportunity and there's so many resources at our disposal. But at the same time, we don't know how to leverage those resources in a way that gives us control and gives us the agency, if you will, to really create something that we want to see. We can so easily get overwhelmed by all the information, by all the noise, by all the narratives that are coming at us, the stories that we're being told that we need to believe, we need to be on this side or that side, that we fail to act. And so this book is really for those who are in positions of leadership, whether that's inside of a company, whether that's inside of a community, that are in a position where they have the ability to organize folks, where they have the ability to take action or to leverage their network, to leverage their resources, to create and to collaborate around the kind of future they want to see. What I mean is that they're actively shaping the direction of that future. They're actively engaging in the conversation and they're catching people's attention because they're presenting a vision that is different than what is being screamed at them on the nightly news.
You know, I'm struck by something you just said, which touched me when I read your book, which is all this information that's coming at you 24/7 and how it can be really overwhelming, whether it's listening to other people's stories or other people's advice, or frankly, just what is being pushed out in terms of news, how-to information. It seems like there's an infinite amount of stuff that's out there that is being directed toward us. And in your book, you talk about being very selective in terms of what information you absorb, because that really is important to helping you shape the kind of future you want to see.
Yeah, that's a really important part of all this. I mean, that stems off of the bigger picture, that first skill, which is expanding your awareness, right? And expanding your awareness really means being aware of the seen and the unseen forces that are driving and shaping the future today. And so the obvious things that we see that are driving and shaping the future, maybe it's technology, you know, artificial intelligence, genetic modification, the list goes on and on. But it's the unseen forces that really have the most sway, that have the most power. And these are the forces that most people may not even be aware of. I mean, and these forces are the dominant narratives, the ideas, the stories, the belief systems, the structures that have been put in place that influence us and guide our decision-making on a daily basis. And so when we think about information, information is a powerful, powerful tool. But if we don't know who we are and what role we play in the world today, or even what role we want to play in the world, and we're allowing external, you know, sources of information or ideas come in and tell us who we are, tell us what our power and potential is for shaping the future, tell us what our limitations are, then we are susceptible to all kinds of influence and sway. You know, this information as a tool has been used in the military for years. I come from a military background. My dad was in the military and uncles. I was not. I was an Army brat. But in special operations overseas, information is one of the most potent weapons because it is, it's called psychological operations. It's changing the story, changing the narrative, influencing what type of information is actually out there. And it can overthrow dictatorships. It can upend a society. It can create conditions that are ideal for external forces to come in and do what they want. And we see that happening today because we're addicted to speed, not the drug, but you know, the speed of information, the speed of decision-making. And then we're also being flooded with information to help us make those decisions. So we have to be aware of what's going on so that we can make better decisions, so that we know who we are. We can challenge bias. We can challenge narratives and start to ask questions that many people may not even know that they can ask.
So, Jared, I wondered if you could perhaps walk us through a story or an example that might illuminate this process that you're describing, of being really clear on who you are and what role you want to play in the world, and how your awareness is really key to being able to move forward, work towards your goals, and set the stage for the kind of future that you envision.
Sure, yeah. You know, one person comes to mind, somebody who was a student in the Foresight Academy this past year. And she and I had a separate conversation after she was going through it. And the early on in this process, she started going through the narrative section of that program. And that really had a profound impact on her because she had never stopped to really question the narratives and the ideas and how deep they actually go in her life. And that's for all of us. It's, again, it's these unseen things. And you know, where she saw her limitations as being a woman inside of a certain organization that has at least historically not seen a lot of advancement for women up into the higher ranks, she started to realize that the culture, the narratives and the stories there, she had bought into and had not taken steps that she absolutely should have. And she decided to change that up because she said, I'm going to challenge that. And she's put in the work. She was the most qualified. And she started to push through that ceiling and really start to go after what it was that she wanted. So that's one person, without disclosing who that is, the organization, that I really saw something incredible in that. Just that one switch got flipped, you know, and that changed everything.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like a really profound change. So why don't you walk us through, now you sort of set the stage for what problem your book and your process tries to solve. Why don't you walk us through some of the basic steps?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So here's the general premise. That is that the vast majority of us are living our life by some other guy's idea of what our future should be, whether that's a political party, a religious institution, nationalism, an economic belief, whatever it might be. We're all living, most of us are living by somebody else's idea. So the general premise is this: we want to break free from that. And in order to do that, I've narrowed this down to three key skills that if you can master, even if you'd master just one of these, honestly, it will dramatically change the way you view yourself, the way you view the world. And I know this sounds like, you know, one of these, oh, wow, you're going to promise the world. But seriously, because this is about you changing the way you think, changing the way that you execute based on making a few simple tweaks. And those skills are, number one, expanding your awareness, as we talked about, right? And this is, as we said, being able to identify the seen and the unseen forces that are shaping our future, being able to challenge the narratives and the stories that are being presented to you, and giving you that foundation to say, you know what, I don't have to believe this, or I can ask the question, why do I believe this? And that sets you up for the next skill. And that skill is reimagining what is possible. This is really about your imagination. You asking the questions that others may not be asking. You challenging the opinions and the positions of experts, of futurists like myself. And let me elaborate on that real quick. We live our lives based on expert opinion. I'm not here to bash experts. I'm an expert in my field, so it would be a little hypocritical for me to say that you shouldn't listen to experts. But I think that we give undue weight to expert opinion as an easy out to say, well, that guy or gal has already solved it. I'm going to go with that. And so what, when you have a greater awareness and you have the ability to reimagine what is actually possible, you do not stop at what has been presented to you by expert analysis. Instead, you take that in and then you ask the questions, what else might be possible, right? Because throughout history, we've been notoriously bad at making predictions. I think predictions are a waste of time, but we love to throw those things out there and people go, oh, well, this is going to happen. The crash is going to be here, or this is going to happen there. And, you know, time after time, it continues to fail, yet we still lean on these predictions or these expert analyses as the end all be all. And so when you have the freedom to challenge that in your own right, then you can ask questions that others may not be asking. And that's where the real magic starts to happen, because you're starting to envision things that have not been presented to you. And when that happens, you start to feel the confidence that you can actually do this, that you can actually start taking steps to create the future on your terms. You don't have to live by somebody else's idea of what it should be. And that's where it gets you into the third skill, which is creating new realities. And you know, this is really about being able to envision how the future might unfold. Very practically speaking, you know, I know some of this may sound like, oh, well, this is real pie in the sky, but it's not. It's very practical about looking at how the future might unfold, and then making decisions about where you need to be today and what actions need to be taken so that you can truly be proactive about creating the future. Whether that's influencing public policy, raising awareness about certain issues that maybe haven't hit the social sphere in mass, right? And you were starting to talk about these things early on to get more people aware of what they are, what they mean, the impacts that they could have, so that at certain points when it does become much broader, much bigger, more people are aware of it, they're talking about it on the nightly news, you are way ahead of the curve on that. You've already been influencing the discussion, and now you have greater ability to influence the direction that that takes when it comes to public policy, for example. And so that, you know, that's a large, big picture view, but honestly, you know, for people, it's all about knowing what they need to do today, how they need to think about the future, and what actions they need to take in order to create that kind of future. Because at the end of the day, David, here's the thing. What you think about the future is not nearly as important as how you think about the future. And that's what this is designed to do, is change the way that you think.
Mm. So Jared, how have you applied these three skills in your own life? Expanding your awareness, reimagining what is possible, and creating new realities.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all kind of wrapped up in a, you know, in this circle here for me. About a year and a half ago, I went through this exact process myself. And that's how I came to this conclusion. And part of that was that I was living my life by some other guy's idea of what my future should be. So it's not just, that's a catchy thing to say. It's a reality. And what I mean is that the way that I presented myself, the way that I wrote, for example, the content I created, the type of videos that I shot, I was presenting a version of myself that I never really liked all that much anyway, but it was what I believed would be the most packageable, marketable, and, you know, that businesses would find me to be professional, quote unquote, right? And that was just much more of a serious tone, more writing in an academic type of way. These were ideas that had been presented to me that in order to be successful in consulting and advising, you have to look and feel a certain way. And I've always bumped up against that. My wife says I'm oppositional defiant. And I think there's some truth to that. She's a social worker, so she can say that. But I think there's some truth to that. I've never worked for anybody. I've always worked for myself from the time I got out of undergrad. And those are seas you always have to navigate. And you're trying to make decisions about how you present yourself and who are the people you're trying to work with. What I started to realize, David, was that I was presenting myself to an audience that I didn't even want to work with. End of the day, the reality is that my focus and my care has always been around people. But the way that I was presenting myself, and so many of us in business do, is we present ourselves to some non-human entity called a business. We write to a business. We use language that sounds very fancy and businessy. But at the end of the day, there's a person on the other end of that business that actually needs help, that actually could use your assistance, that you could actually make a greater impact. And so for me, it was realizing, one, becoming more aware of the fact that I was allowing other narratives to tell me what I should look like, be like, and talk like, and that had to end. And so I said, all right, that's got to stop. And then for me, it was reimagining what is possible is to say, who are the people that I really want to serve? Who are the people that I really want to work with? And I started to look at the people that I've enjoyed working with the most, that have fit my personality, that where we've seen the greatest results. And I just really narrowed in and said, I am aggressively going after these people here. And I want everybody else that I'm not going to be their guy to know that really quick, because that's good for all of us. And so that was, for me, was starting to reimagine what actually might be possible, looking at all the common wisdom of the day and saying, all right, well, let me challenge what some of these experts are saying and say, if I did this, you know, what might the outcome be, instead of just taking this advice here and not doing anything? And so I won't go into detail because we got a short amount of time here. But, you know, for me, it was really saying, I'm going to go ahead and try this. I'm going to go ahead and take a leap on this. I am professional, absolutely. But I also have to be authentically me as well, because if you hire me under a premise that I'm a certain way or I'm buttoned up in this type of box, well, you might be sorely disappointed. So that for me was one big thing. And then the creating new realities has really been about the evolution of my business. And that is developing a business around the idea that more people need to know how to think like a futurist, because the more of us that know how to think this way, the better our future is ultimately going to be. And so that for me is the reality that I'm creating right now, and why I wrote this book, why I created the programs that I created, is because I want to put these tools and these systems in the hands of regular people so that they can take it and they can do with it what they want, so that they can start creating what they want to see. And that for me is the reality that I'm trying to create right now.
That sounds great. So how is it unfolding for those you serve and for you as the business owner?
Yeah. So for the people that I serve, it's going well. Of course, I can say that. It'd be better if I had one of them here. But for me, it's going very well in the sense that, I wake up in the morning excited about what I'm doing, because I'm not living by somebody else's idea. I wake up in the morning excited about the opportunities that could be there, the more people that I can reach and help to create an impact in their lives and their businesses, because I'm not worried as to whether or not they're going to like me or not. It's having that freedom from external ideas that have influenced decisions for me to say, look, I have value to bring. We have a short time on this earth. And I honestly, seriously believe that if you take these skills and you apply them in your life, in your business, it'll have a dramatic impact, not just on you, but on the people that you serve. So for me, it's having that peace of mind and clarity and just keeping that one mission in mind, empowering more people to think like futurists. And if I keep that front and center, only good things can happen.
So it sounds to me like the challenge for you is one that is actually pretty common for someone who is in a consulting or coaching role, which is, I have a particular worldview, methodology, system, process that I know works well for a certain kind of problem and for a certain kind of individual. And I would like to expand the number of people that I'm able to impact through this particular work that I teach, that I consult around, and that I coach people on. How can I do it in a way that is affordable to the various budgets that those people have? Some of them may have very big budgets. Some of them may have relatively modest budgets. How do I impact those that I'm meant to connect with in a way that has that impact and also is financially viable for me as a business owner?
Yeah. So you're talking about like the internal structure, like how do you expand?
Right? Yeah. Like how you, cause it sounds to me like you have probably shifted your business model.
I have. Yeah. Well, I'd say I've expanded it. So let's go ahead and get into the tactical here. So for me, about almost a year and a half ago, One of the things, the driver for me was this, is that most of my work had been customized programs with different organizations. You know, get two or three of those a year and you're good to go. And it was great. And what I found inside of those engagements was that I was watching people transform, not just in their job role, because let's be honest, really all development inside of a business is about people development, right? You're developing skills, you're developing your way of thinking and so on. And so I was watching people change the way they viewed not just themselves in their work, but their worldview. I was watching them change and ask questions and becoming free of the fear of the unknown and actually getting excited about uncertainty. And so this was a complete flip for me. And that's, you know, after doing that for a while, what drove me to think was this, is that as I said earlier, we live in this incredible time in human history. And if I honestly, this is what I love, you know, this is, you know, seeing more people go through this. My question I had to ask myself was, how do I leverage the tools and technology we have here to equip more people to have this type of experience without me having to be physically present with all of them? And that's what led me into the ideas of, course creation. And I know there's millions of courses out there, but I took the time to learn from the best, or what I consider to be the best. This would be your Brendon Burchards, your Jeff Walkers, you know, the folks that have really gone all in on creating powerful learning experiences for their students. I did not want to do an academic type of program. Yes, I know I'm on faculty at a university, but academia is written and designed for other academics, and it's not as accessible. So I wanted to create a program that was designed for people using people language, but also gives them skills that they can take away, getting quick wins and actually apply it. And so that's where I decided I need to build out a program. And that's how the birth of the Foresight Academy came about. And so that's one part of my business. I mean, the other part of my business is still there, the customized work, the personal work, the masterminds, the direct coaching. But there's this whole other side now that I've been building out the past year, and that is in the online space. That is creating programs that people can access at their own time at a far lower price point than what it normally would cost to engage me with a company or in one-on-one work. And so that for me was the mission that I had there. And it really is. It's about not jumping in and using technology because it's there, right? I think this is the problem most people have with social media. It's like, oh, I should be on everything because it's there. Well, that's backwards. You've got to first get clear on what your end goal is. What's the destination? What is it that really drives you? You know, for me, it's I want to empower more people to think like futurists. So if it's simply that, then I can look at the tools and technologies that are available and say, what is going to help me make that a reality? And that's what I've done.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks. It's still in progress, but thank you.
So Jared, whom do you know personally who has been really successful at smashing plateaus?
Yeah. You know, so I've been giving some thought to this. I know a lot of people that have done incredibly well. And there's a gentleman that is in my LinkedIn network, and I'm absolutely going to let him know that I am giving him a shout out here. And here's the thing, I'll be totally honest. Like, I'm afraid I will mispronounce his last name, but his name is Chinedu. And he is, this guy is great, super inspirational, has a huge following on LinkedIn. And we engage with each other a lot. And his story and his background is incredible. And he is somebody I've seen just watching his evolution, reading his story, the other people that are around him who has come from really rough circumstances and has overcome all of that. And is now, like, for example, he recently was the guest speaker at a school that he was rejected from when he was younger. And they, so now that he's seen all this success and what it is that he's done, they reached out to him and say, hey, can you come talk to our students? And so the irony, of course, is that a school that, rejected him, when he was younger is now seeking him out because of how successful he's been. And absolutely want to tag him in this and make sure that he knows, because I've really just been absolutely impressed with his story. And it's a great reminder to us, especially in the States, how good we really have it. I mean, man, we have no excuses. We really don't. So, yeah.
Well said. And thank you for sharing that example. Jared, what can we look forward to in the near future? What's coming up? What's coming up in the next, few months, next 12 months?
Yeah, well, coming up in the next few months, I mean, the big thing is going to be, we're going to be opening up enrollment for the Foresight Academy. So anybody that's listening, if you're interested in this, you can go to theforesightacademy.com. And if enrollment is open, absolutely, would love to have you in there. But that program there teaches you how to think like a futurist. It's a 12-week online program. I'm in there. You get to connect with other folks that are in there, but it teaches you from the very beginning, the mindset, the way that we think, how we need to shift that. And it walks you through a process that by the time you're done with the program, you've essentially in your work have created a powerful vision for the future. You've created scenarios and plans. You've aligned your priorities with your aspirations, and you've put that all into a powerful vision that inspires other people to action. And that is what this program is about. And that's what I'm really excited about is getting this out to more folks.
Right. So you can stop living based on somebody else's expectations.
Now you're talking. That's exactly right.
Jared, do you have a free gift you'd like to offer our audience?
Absolutely. Yeah. So the book, The Three Skills You Must Have to Create the Future You Want to See, it's a very mysterious title, I know. There's obviously the hard or the paperback copy, but as a free gift, I'd love to, you know, put this in the hands of as many people as possible. So the digital version is absolutely free. And David, I believe you've got a link for that there. We can include one here too. But if you can't find it for some reason, of course, you can email me at jared@thenewfuturist.com and just reference this show, and I'll turn around and send you that free book. But yeah, that's I would love for your folks to have an opportunity to read that.
Sounds great. And Jared, just remind folks again, if somebody wants to go deeper with anything that you've shared today, or they want to learn more or access any of the resources you have, what's the best place to go?
Yeah, so the best place to go, right now is you can go and visit my site, thenewfuturist.com. Of course, you can check out the Foresight Academy. But honestly, if you have a question or if there's something that you're looking for specifically, I would just encourage you to reach out to me directly. And email is the best way to do that. And that's jared@thenewfuturist.com. And then, of course, I'm on social media. The place I'm very active is on LinkedIn. So look me up on LinkedIn. It'll be Jared Nichols, and then it's MSF. And that's you can find me there as well. So just reach out to me, connect with me, and I'd be happy to direct you to what might be most relevant.
Sounds great. Jared, thank you so much for taking the time to join us again on Smashing the Plateau, sharing some great insights and sharing some information about your new book.
Thank you so much, David. I really appreciate it. I enjoyed it.
My guest today has been Jared Nichols, founder of the Foresight Academy and The New Futurist. Thank you again, Jared, for joining us.
Thank you.
When you visit the Smashing the Plateau website at smashingtheplateau.com, you'll find a summary of each episode along with the links we mention on the show. Today, we discussed what skills are most critical for us to grow and transform, how Jared has applied those skills to his own business, and how Jared has transformed his business model to support the future he desires. What would you like to hear on Smashing the Plateau? Email me and let me know. That's david@smashingtheplateau.com. Or click Get in Touch on our website, smashingtheplateau.com. Please share this episode with friends and colleagues to help them smash the plateau. Thank you for taking the time to listen to our show. I'll see you on our next episode.